And I'm glad that everybody wanted to have this and participate. And next Sunday, we will have our regular monthly singing on Sunday night. As Max just mentioned, this is a serious time. We have a lot of problems in our country. And one of the biggest problems that so many people said is the fact of the division in our country. And reading American history, I don't know if this is the most divided time. There's some times when there was just as equal, I mean, in the Civil War, you know. But it is the case that compared to other times and other elections and other situations, there just seems to be a real difference of point of view. And we're not here to endorse anybody. We're not here to say vote for anybody. We're not here to talk about politics. Just to think about the fact of the seriousness of our situation. And remember, the Bible does say in James 5, the effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Amen.
And so as God's people, we want to be praying for this election and all aspects of it. And so several of the men have several things assigned to them. I imagine that tonight we will have some repetition, and that is all right. I don't want anybody to feel bad about that. I don't want anybody to say, well, you know, we heard that two or three times tonight. That's fine. You know, it's fine. We're not having vain repetition, as some religions teach and do. But we're just, if one man repeats what another man has said in prayer, that's perfectly all right. But we do appreciate everyone's participation and, you know, the seriousness of the situation. Just we all want to remember that. So we're going to begin tonight to give Jody one of this, our first song.
On 334. 334. Let's sing verses 1, 2, and 4. My country gives a big sweet land of liberty, of thee I see.
Thank you.
You should have your plan. I said 22 what?
22, 13. Then with the Pharisees and the took counsel, as they might even think of him with the talk. Then they sit out with him, their disciples, with the Herodians, their master, we know, that thou true, and teaches the way of God and truth. Neither fear of God or any man. For there is not the first of you. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? And Jesus answered the wickedness and said, why tip you may be hypocrites? Show me the tribute money, and they'll call you a penny. And he said to him, whose is the image and the scripture? And they said to him, they said with him, Caesar. Then said he with him, render thou with Caesar, render thou that which is the things that belong to Caesar, unto God, the things of God. And we refer to it, think, live, and live. He thanked, they borrowed, and left him.
Romans 13:1-7. Let every soul be subject to his governing power, authority. But there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority of this, the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers do not care of the good works, which is evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authorities? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is God's ministry that is good, but if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For it is God's ministry and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. But because this is you, also pay taxes. For they are God's ministers continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due taxes, to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to fear, and honor to whom honor.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for many blessings and this day, the opportunity we have to come together tonight to read from your word, to come to you in prayer, giving thanks unto you, expressing our wants, our concerns. But come at this time, Heavenly Father, giving thanks for this country in which we live, and the freedom that we enjoy in it. We're especially thankful, Heavenly Father, that we can freely assemble together to worship you and study from your word without the fear of persecution. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we would always have this freedom, that we would never take it for granted. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we enter into the voting booth this week to elect new leaders, that you would guide our hands as we mark the ballots, that you would help us elect leaders that would protect our rights, that would be of high moral values, look to you and your word of guidance that lead over this country. We realize, Heavenly Father, that this country is great because of the many blessings that you bestow upon it. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you would continue your blessings upon it, and that you would guide us in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this great nation that we live in. We thank you, Father, for the freedoms that are ours as citizens of this country. We know that your invisible hand has moved forward with this country. Our founding fathers knew that the push religious freedom can only be accomplished by and with divine favor of you, our Almighty God. Our American Revolution saw the need for it. Men who founded the country were willing to sacrifice their all in order to have freedom, not the least of which is the freedom to worship you without the restraints of men. This freedom to worship and serve you from hearts of love and gratitude has been purchased with the blood of many young men and women. But think of those brave souls who have fought for and made possible the freedoms we cherish so dear. Lord, we need you to heal this country. We need you to help us turn this nation back to a godly nation. We need you to help your church through your providence to grow and influence the nation to be one nation under God. Thank you, Father, for the history of this nation and the history of your church. We pray that all that is against you will be defeated, that all that is for you will succeed, and may we be the instruments through which your will on earth might be done. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay.
Father, we thank you first of all for the blessing of being citizens of this great nation. And thank you, Father, for the many privileges, the rights, benefits that we enjoy as citizens of America. Among those, Father, we thank you for the privilege of voting, the privilege of being able to have a say in who fills the positions of authority and in government of our nation. We pray, Father, that as we approach this election, that in all things your will be done. Know, Father, that you know and understand things that we don't. And know, Father, that you know what is best in all situations. We just pray, Father, that which you know to be best will come to pass. We pray, Father, not only in regards to the office of president, but in all the offices that will be decided in this election, your will be done. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. And we pray, Father, that you would guide each of us as we participate in the election, that we will cast our votes in a way that will be pleasing in your sight. In Christ's name we pray.
I'll be reading from Psalms 22, verse 28. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Also, Proverbs 8. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
Our God and our Father who art in heaven, we come to thee at this time and give thanks for all the blessings of life. And we proceed in this format and on the election coming up. It's been said before, in order for evil to triumph, good men do not have to do anything. But I need and ask you if you would direct our mind back to the thousands and millions of young men that have fought in wars all over this world, that we would have the right to cast a vote for righteousness. And I pray that we will do this, that we will search our minds, that we will search our hearts, and that the health permits that we would go out and cast a vote for the next president of this country, whoever it may be. And we ask if you would, that you be with us, that give us patience, help us to control our anger, whatever the situation may be. But we ask if you would to be with us as this election comes up, that we cast a vote and have us say that we cast a vote in order that good can be done, not evil. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our God and Father, who art in heaven, come to thee tonight to give a prayer for the election coming up. And we pray that we will go to the election, to the ballot box, with one thing in mind, that we elect, hopefully, people that are like-minded, that can search your scriptures and make laws according to your will and not theirs. We ask if you would to be with them and guide them, help them to do it as a service, not as monetarily profitable, but strictly to see this country turn back to the principles that it was founded upon, and that we can continue our way of life, of coming here to this congregation, that we can worship without fear of outside molestation from outside forces. We ask that you would be with us through this night, throughout our future walks of life, whatever we may have. And in the end, give us a home of thee in heaven. For in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, we're thankful that our country was founded on belief in thee and thy righteous principles that are found in thy word, and yet realizing that we are not a theocracy. And this country is composed of people from all over the world, and many different beliefs in this country in reference to thee and thy word. Many of us can remember when we were in school, when the Bible was allowed to be read, when prayer was made, and when thy name was mentioned in a reverent way. And we know that we have gotten away as a country from that. And in my judgment, that's the reason why we're in the situation that we're in tonight. It used to be that people respected people, and you didn't have others attacking unless it was a criminal element. It seemed like the criminal element has grown significantly in our country, Father. There are those in our country, more than what we would like to think, who believe in violence to get their way. And we know that people are intimidated by those who threaten and those who commit acts of violence. And we pray, Father, in reference to this coming election, that during the time that we vote, and I know many have already voted in our nation, that there would not be any violent actions to hurt people, to kill people, to cause damage to property like we witnessed not too long ago in our country. We pray, Heavenly Father, and we thank thee because we know that thou art a God of peace throughout thy word. It mentions the fact that you are a God of peace. And we're thankful for Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, Heavenly Father, and who has given those who have been obedient to the gospel peace, spiritual peace. And as this election comes nearer, we pray, Father, that we ourselves would be a peaceful people, regardless of the outcome of the election. And that we would encourage others to be peaceful too. Because we know thy will is in the affairs of men. And thy will be done. And help us to accept thy will. And put our trust in thee. and not be made. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Church has now been around for a couple thousand years. Some fears those years were dark and the true church hard to find. But we know of your promises, the church has always existed since its conception. It will continue to exist until you return to take your bride home. There have been times of apostasy where truth was hard to see, and times when the church grew as it was described as a fire sweeping across this nation. By your grace and long suffering, that we in this nation have the opportunity to worship and serve you how, when, and where we desire. We pray, Father, for a future where the church continues to grow and save lost souls. We pray for a future where the church will be strong in truth and knowledge of your word. We pray for a future where the church will stand as a beacon of light, a light that shines to those who see our light and glorify you. Father, we pray that you will raise godly men to lead this country. And Father, if not godly men, then at least men who are favorable to doing your will and spreading of the gospel. We pray, Father, this election week that your will be done. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
importance of this election. That is our relationship with God. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven. That's the thing to remember more than anything else. I'm sure all of you love our country. I love our country. I love the history of the country. I know many things have not been right over the years. Many things have been wrong. But many, many other things have been right. Many good things have been done. Many people that were citizens of this country gave up their time and their families and went to overseas to preach the gospel. Chuck's mother and father did that, going to Italy. Chuck was raised there. And then Chuck and Patricia went there also later on. And we're just thankful that there were economic situations here where people could support people overseas to preach the gospel and spread the gospel all over the world. I want to remind all of us about something that is very, very important. Nobody knows what will happen on Tuesday. We probably won't know until sometime Wednesday afternoon, maybe Wednesday night. It's going to take a long time to count some of these votes, some of these places. But no matter what happens on Tuesday, on Wednesday morning, God will still be in heaven. Yeah. On Wednesday morning, Christ will still be on his throne. On Wednesday morning, the Bible will still be God's word. On Wednesday morning, the church will still exist. On Wednesday morning, we will still have innumerable spiritual blessings that we can count on. So no matter what happens on Tuesday, whether the person we vote for wins or not, remember that. The more important things of life, that is God, Christ, the Bible, the church, salvation, living the Christian life, all those things will still be here. They will still matter, and we will still be able to enjoy the freedoms that we have. And we pray that will always be the case. We don't know that. Nobody knows what the future may hold, but we pray that we will always be able to worship, as was mentioned in prayer tonight, and to study God's word. Now, because of the fact that Paul says our citizenship is in heaven, and we are citizens of not only a nation, a physical nation, but of a spiritual nation, a spiritual kingdom, we give the invitation to anybody who wants to become a member of that kingdom to do so tonight. If you believe in Jesus and are willing to repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, what do you want in the waters of baptism? Why not do that tonight? Become a member of God's kingdom. If as a child of God you realize you need to rededicate your life, why not do that tonight? Maybe you have a need for prayer for yourself or somebody else. We'll pray with you and for you. Whatever your needs might be, we invite you to come while we stand.